are the stories we're covering this week in the Category5.tv newsroom. Equifax's IT leaders have retired as the company reveals it knew about the bug that allowed hackers to access their data long before it happened. Malicious Android apps with more than a million downloads have slipped past Google's defenses twice. Best Buy has pulled Kaspersky from their store shelves, worried that the Russians are using it to spy on American computer users. And have you downloaded CCleaner lately on one of your Windows machines? If you have, you should know that it was loaded with malware. These stories are coming right up. Don't go anywhere.
Now here's another great way you can support the shows you love from the Category5.tv network by shopping at GearBest.
That's right, Jeff. Cat5.tv/GearBest. It's an online store for the geek streak in you.
Or the loved ones.
Well, of course. I mean, especially your loved ones, right? Because Cat5.tv/GearBest, quite frankly, has all of the greatest tech gifts that you could ever hope for at rock-bottom prices.
Do they have cell phones?
You betcha. Cat5.tv/GearBest has a wide assortment of unlocked Android cell phones and tablets.
What about consumer electronics? Those make a great gift.
Absolutely. From high-tech watches to action cameras, headphones, even virtual reality headsets. Cat5.tv/GearBest has you covered. They literally have it all, Jeff. Literally.
Really?
It's like a superstore right from the comfort of your own chair at your computer through the interweb.
Yeah, there's no way they have it all.
It's true.
It's just a bunch of random electronics.
Test me.
What about clothes?
Yep, both men and women, fashionable apparel at rock bottom, super duper prices.
Kind of like this?
Well, look at this coat. What do you think? It's a slimming mock leather jacket.
I love it.
It's available for less than $30 plus free shipping at cat5.tv/gearbest.
All right. You kind of got me there.
Wow. Any other questions for me, Jeff?
Now that the winter has passed, flying season, do they have any good deals on, say, drone copters?
Oh, my goodness. Well, check this out. Dude, they have everything. Check out over 500 various drones. And not only that, they're available marked down by about 30 to up to 63% off the regular price.
Love it. What's the website again?
Well, you're going to find GearBest on our partners' pages for any of your favorite Category 5 TV shows like New Every Day, Category 5 Technology TV, The Pixel Shadow. But of course, if you want to shop absolutely right now and you want to go straight to the site, all you have to do is visit cat5.tv/GearBest.
See, that's easy. Cat5.tv/GearBest.
That's right. Happy shopping.
I'm Sasha Rickman, and here are the top stories for the week of September 20th, 2017. Equifax's chief information officer and chief security officer are retiring, and the company has admitted it knew Apache Struts needed patching in March, but looks to have fluffed attempts to secure the software. The retirements and more details about the company's mega breach are revealed in a new entry to Equifax Security 2017.com, in which the company describes what it knew, when it knew it, and how it responded. The update reveals that the attack hit the company's U.S. online disputes portal web application, and that the source of its woes was CVE-2017-5638, which allows remote attackers to execute arbitrary commands via $CMD=string in a crafted content type HTTP header. Equifax acknowledges that the bug was disclosed in early March 2017. The next point on the company's list says Equifax's security organization was aware of this vulnerability at the time and took efforts to identify and patch any vulnerable systems in the company's IT infrastructure. But elsewhere in the statement, Equifax just about confesses that those efforts either missed the Struts implementation or failed to patch it properly. The company observed suspicious network traffic on July 29th, continued to monitor network traffic, and observed additional suspicious activity on the 30th and took offline the affected web application that day. It was only then that Equifax patched the affected web application before bringing it back online. The company says its investigations are ongoing and that it continues to assist the FBI with its probe into the matter. Researchers recently found at least 50 apps in the official Google Play market that made changes for fee-based services without the knowledge or permission of users. The apps were downloaded as many as 4.2 million times. Google quickly removed the apps after the researchers reported them, but within days, apps from the same malicious family were back and infected more than 5,000 devices. The apps, all from the family of malware that security firm Checkpoint calls Expensive Wall, surreptitiously uploaded phone numbers, locations, and unique hardware identifiers to attacker-controlled servers. The apps then use the phone numbers to sign up unwitting users to premium services and to send fraudulent premium text messages, a move that caused users to be billed. Checkpoint researchers didn't know how much revenue was generated by the apps. Google Play showed that the apps had from 1 million to 4.2 million downloads. Expensive Wall, named after one of the individual apps called Lovely Wall, used a common obfuscation technique known as packing by compressing or encrypting the executable file before it's uploaded to Play. Attackers can hide its maliciousness from Google's malware scanners. A key included in the package then reassembled the executable once the file was safely on the targeted device. Although packing is more than a decade old, Google's failure to catch the apps even after the first batch was removed underscores how effective this technique remains. Even after Google removed the apps from Play, many phones will remain infected until users explicitly uninstall the malicious titles. Google reminds users that a security feature known as Play Protect, previously called Verify Apps, will automatically remove malicious apps from affected phones. U.S. big box retailer Best Buy has pulled from its shelves Kaspersky's Lab's PC security software amid fears of Kremlin spies using the antivirus tool to snoop on Americans. Despite there being no concrete evidence to indicate that the security software is a threat, the retail chain is ending its long relationship with Kaspersky, a Best Buy spokesperson confirmed on Friday. As to the reasoning, the store chain just said that it doesn't comment on contracts with specific vendors. It was a lousy week for Kaspersky. On Monday, U.S. Senator Jean Shaheen introduced an amendment to the National Defense Authorization Act that would ban Kaspersky software from any federal computer, following on from her earlier ban on the software being used by the Department of Defense. She said, because Kaspersky servers are in Russia, sensitive United States data is constantly cycled through a hostile country. Under Russian laws, and according to Kaspersky's lab certification by Russian Security Service, FSB, the company is required to assist the spy agency in its operations, and the FSB can assign agency officers to work at the company. Russian law requires telecommunication service providers such as Kaspersky Lab to install communication interception equipment that allows the FSB to monitor all of the company's data transmissions. Do you use CCleaner on your Windows machines? The official build was laced with malware. Antivirus firm Avast has admitted inadvertently distributing a Trojanized version of CCleaner, a popular PC tune-up tool, for nearly a month, infecting an estimated 2.27 million users. Cisco Talos discovered the servers distributing the program were leveraged to deliver malware to unsuspecting victims. Researchers explained, for a period of time, the legitimate signed version of CCleaner 5.33 being distributed by Avast also contained a multi-stage malware payload that rode on top of the installation of CCleaner. On September 13, 2017, Cisco Talos immediately notified Avast of our findings so that they could initiate appropriate response activities. Apparently, attackers hijacked and hid malware inside versions of Avast CCleaner application by, or application available for download between August 15th and September 12th. Anyone who downloaded the 5.33 version or updated their existing product during this time frame became infected with a covert backdoor capable of spying on everything they did. Big thanks this week to Roy W. Nash and our community of viewers for submitting stories to us this week. Thanks for watching the Category5.tv newsroom. Don't forget to like and subscribe for all your tech news with a slight Linux bias. And for more free content, be sure to check out our website. From the Category5.tv newsroom, I'm Sasha Rickman.